T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Players did a good job. We have a group of guys that are some veteran players, and in other times I saw some younger players stepping up, and we need that also from a leadership standpoint at that moment, and then it went back to execution. We were executing again at a high level right after that, which was good to see. And at the end of the day, someone's got to step up and make a play, and we made some plays.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some of his comments after the game. We're going to get to your calls. We got lines open if you want to get in. That's what we do on Bills Football Monday. We love talking to you about the game. 803-0550 for your takeaways, whatever you want to bring up from yesterday's win over Washington. In addition to talking to you, we always talk to Mr. John Murphy on Football Monday. He is joining us right now on our Western Hotline and brought to you by Sullivan's Brewing Company. From Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Happy Football Monday.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. You know, Josh was, was he on yesterday, Murph? But before we have you talk about Josh's day, I can't say enough about Brian Daboll and the game plan he put together and how he structured the offense yesterday and the design of it and how he was able to put Josh Allen and the offense in a position to have the day they had yesterday.
And I feel like you've been reading my mind here, Howard, because I was just thinking the same thing. I'm watching the game this morning, going over what we might talk about. And that's the first thing I said. You know, they're going to want to talk about Josh. I was going to want to talk about Josh. And I do, too. He was great. But really, Daboll is the unsung hero. The way the offense worked, they went for it. They were just gutsy, and they were smart, and they used a bunch of different players. I mean, Kumaro got snaps. Everybody got snaps. They really did a great job, I think, Zach Moss, the prominent role that he played in the offense. Everybody got snaps. You know, Tommy Sweeney got snaps. They had a wide variety of formations and looks. I really think it was a masterpiece by Brian Daboll. I'm glad you brought that up. And he, you know, as was mentioned in the post game, he had some trying circumstances last week where his grandmother passed away, a close relative of his, and it didn't seem to matter to him. I mean, he was just great yesterday. I think the offensive mix was near perfect yesterday. I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, I thought it was twofold, Murph. You know, one, if you're concerned at all about potentially their front four, which is the strength of their defense against your pass protection, you would have your quarterback make some quick throws. I mean, get the ball out fast so they don't have a chance to get to him. So that's one. But then two is, it's high percentage throws. You're going to have some success early. Not that Josh was, his confidence was failing, but you want to make the quarterback feel good about how the day might go, then you put those throws in the game plan and he gets into an early rhythm.
Yeah, and they were fearless too, right? First quarter going into the win, there were a couple of deep shots that Josh attempted. He didn't connect on all of them. In fact, he missed badly on a couple, but they didn't care. They were fearless, you know, going into the win with the wind at their back, it didn't matter. They went for it on a couple of fourth downs when the wind played into it a little bit. I just think it was a great offensive plan for the Bills against, you know, as you said, the front four. If you looked at Washington going into the game, clearly you would say, well, that's their strength, and it wasn't their strength at all. And the other thing I want to mention, is the play of the offensive line. And again, we're putting Josh back down the pile a little bit, but I know we'll talk a lot about that, and you obviously have talked a lot about that. But the offensive line was sensational against those four first-round picks for Washington. Really, the strongest part of Washington's game coming in would have been their defensive line. And the Bills were never rattled, were never really pressured. No sacks for that defensive line. I thought the offensive line played its best game of the year.
I'll tell you what, we'll get to Josh Allen. Because Murphy, yeah, just, you know, it was like watching last year's offense. He looked in complete control I loved his decisiveness. He had zip on the ball. The quick release. He's throwing a touchdown pass into the wind. He's perfectly placing the ball on the bomb to Sanders. He's putting it back shoulder. Put it in the place where he needed to put it for Knox's touchdown. Yeah, he just had one of those days, you know.
Yeah, he did. He's really good, and it didn't matter. I think I was a little surprised last Wednesday at the. How intense Josh was about, in his words, how much he had struggled. I mean, I know he's comparing everything to his play last year is tough because he was great last year, and he fell victim to it too, I thought. And Wednesday when he came out and said, oh, I've got to play better, I thought, well, you haven't been that bad, Josh. And I don't think he had been that bad through 2 weeks, but he was sensational yesterday. Maybe he needs that little chip on his shoulder to sort of pull himself together, but he was just great. And the zip on the ball, I'm wondering if he throws better when he just lets it fly, you know, if he doesn't try to touch pass around the field, especially on a windy day. It served him well to just zip the ball all over the place, and he did that right from the start yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you mentioned Josh on Wednesday, and I remember we brought this up with Sal. On the one hand, you'd look at it, and, you know, you'd want a guy to be critical and want to strive to be the best. You got to get better and all that stuff, which is good. And then, but on the other hand, I'm hearing him, like Dable on Monday, when he did his Zoom call, right? He said to reporters, yeah, Josh is a little bit down upstairs. I just ran into him. And here's Josh Wednesday talking about how he was, you know, he wasn't happy. I got to be better, all this stuff. And I like players being hard on themselves, but you almost worry with a quarterback, it's a little bit of cornerback too, right? You can't dwell on the previous play, a miss, an interception, whatever. And they didn't want him to get too down on himself where it could spiral. Clearly, it didn't.
Yeah, you want him to be confident. You know, you want him to feel like I'm a world beater going into the game, and that's the way he looked yesterday. And it did concern me Wednesday. Not, you know, worry, but I thought, man, don't go down that hole, Josh. Don't worry about, you know, I played badly. And he didn't. Clearly, he came out and fired the ball with authority and made big plays and was taking risks and running the ball well. I thought he responded well to it. I guess in retrospect now, you know, a few days later, I'm glad he felt the way he did because he certainly locked in to the game plan and locked into his particular skill set, which is pretty formidable. But, you know, you don't want him to get that way too bad where he goes down that hole and can't get out. And clearly he got out of it in a big way.
Emmanuel Sanders, tell us a little bit of what you thought about him yesterday, because while he and Allen had hit some plays in the first two games, they had left some big plays out there as well. And yesterday Sanders was you know, certainly showed why the Bills brought him in the offseason. The nice thing is, Murph, you know, Diggs isn't having a big season through the first three games, and yet the Bills are still scoring touchdowns, and Sanders was a big contributor yesterday.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I was thinking this morning as I watched the game over, Sanders sort of defies characterization. What kind of receiver is he? I don't know. The way he went down and got that low pass and scored the first touchdown of the game, that was a pretty good play. It was a really good play. And it's not a play based on speed or anything. It's a play based on kind of want to. And he really went down and made sure he gathered the ball in and didn't hit the turf when it was pretty close. I just have a hard time, you know, slotting Sanders into, well, he's this type of receiver or that type of receiver. Still learning about him, you know, but he's very good, very capable, and a great team player. And he's got a great enthusiasm when you listen to him talk. I mean, a guy's bounced around the league a lot. He's got a good feel for this team, and I think he seems like he's really comfortable in this team and comfortable finding his role on this team. And I wouldn't worry too much about Diggs, you know. There's a lot of football left, and his day is coming for sure.
Murph, the defense, let's talk about it. I mean, they've looked good through the first three games. Yeah, they certainly catch a break with a couple of backup quarterbacks, but it's a very – and the thing about this defense, you could have said the same thing last year. It's very much so a group performance. It's really hard to pick one or two guys out. Like, we love the safety tandems. Trey White had some nice plays yesterday. Matt Milano is, again, all over the field. I know the pass rush didn't get any sacks, but as a group, they're playing really sound football, the 11 on the field through the first three games.
Yeah, they are. They are. I mean, there's that lapse in the second quarter yesterday when, you know, Washington took advantage of a couple of lucky plays, quite frankly, the wind howling and the one kickoff when they recovered the muff kickoff. But, I thought the defense was sensational. Other than that, those two plays, there's really nothing of consequence, nothing of value that Washington got on offense. Yes, they're up against another backup quarterback. And you know what? They'll be up against another backup quarterback next week. But you can only play who's you're scheduled to play. And the Bills, to their credit, are taking advantage of getting a few breaks in that regard and coming up with big wins. Yeah, the defense has been great. But I think, and it's early, right? Only three games in, but it seems like this is the best defense that Leslie Frazier has put together in his entire tenure in Buffalo, just on all three levels. They're just playmakers on all three levels, and they play hard, and there's a big benefit to that, too.
Well, one other thing before we let you go, and it is kind of Bills related, obviously. The big news in the AFC yesterday, Kansas City losing at home to the Chargers. They're 1-2. That's still a couple games away, obviously, but it's something that Bills fans have been targeting, thinking about a lot, that contest. What are your thoughts where the Chiefs are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm reluctant to dive too much into it because it's so early in the season still, and I know that Kansas City is so loaded with talent, but that matchup coming up, what is it, October 10th, is it, I think, Sunday? Whatever that week is, second week of October, it looms huge, right? And the Bills are likely, and I'm going to take the Houston game for granted here, they're likely to go in on, with a three-game win streak against a team that who knows what Kansas City will be at that point. And it could be like a potential changing of the guard at this early stage of the season. Again, I'm not writing off Kansas City. I'm not saying they're done. Even a Buffalo victory on October 10th doesn't indicate that's the way the season will finish. But for the early season, for the first third of the season, the Bills might have an edge going to Kansas City. Now, that's a tough place to play, too. I don't want to think too far ahead because that's a difficult place to get a win. And the Chiefs will have their backs against the wall, knowing that Buffalo is looking like their biggest challenger in the AFC. So that should be a great game. I can't wait for that game.
Well, I just did some quick research, Murph. The early line on the Bills game with Houston, they are 17-point favorites. As far as I can tell, the biggest upset based on the betting line is 17.5 points, and that's happened three times. So if somehow the line stays where it is and the Bills didn't beat Houston, it would be, by point spread, the second largest. Fourth, I guess, if you have three at 17.5. Yeah. So, yeah, Murph, I'm with you. I'm already putting 3-1 mentally away in my filing cabinet. So I'm with you.
Yeah, we get in trouble that way, you know. Again, I don't want to take...
Well, they get in trouble. They have to focus. You and I don't. You and I don't have to focus and play it one game at a time. Yeah.
You're right. But I just don't want to take that for granted. I mean, Houston is a proud team, and they've got some players. And I think they've played better than expected in the last week or two. But I think the Bills are clearly, obviously, the point spread shows that they're clearly big favorites in this game.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Jeremy and I were saying this earlier, Murph, with Brissett. You know, the Miami offense is limited with Heinicke, you know, with Davis Mills, a rookie quarterback. This is kind of the Kansas City discussion, right? If you're going to beat Buffalo, you need to have an offense that can really put up points. Even though Washington gets within seven yesterday, I'll bet you and Eric aren't sitting there going, uh-oh, because they weren't stopping the Bills' offense. And if you can't score consistently, you're in trouble against the Bills.
No, you're right. You're right. And thanks for reminding me Davis Mills' name. I forgot for a few minutes.
You have until Sunday to get it down, Pat, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Murph. Thanks for your time as always. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.